Recording artist Warren Zevon has died following his struggle with cancer. He was 56. Zevon was a prolific and witty songwriter. His work dealt with matters of life and death in dark but humorous tones. NPR's Susan Stone has this appreciation.
Throughout his more than 30-year recording career, Warren Zevon worked with music luminaries such as Bonnie Raitt, Bob Dylan, Neil Young, and R.E.M. Recently, he co-wrote songs with poets and authors, like close friend Carl Hiaasen. But, Zevon said in a 1990 NPR interview, it was a job behind the scenes, as musical director for the Everly Brothers, that led to his best-known work.
Waddy Wachtel and I played with the Everly Brothers. And Phil Everly was making a solo album, and one day he said to me, "Why don't you guys write a song for my album? Why don't you call it Werewolves of London?" So I was with another guy that I've written a lot of songs with, Leroy Marinell. We were sitting in Roy's house in Venice, and he was playing the figure, which is all there is to the music of Werewolves of London. And Waddy walked in and said, "What are you guys doing?" And we said, "We're doing the Werewolves of London." And Waddy said, "You mean, ow, those Werewolves of London?" And we said, "Yeah." And the rest is history.
I saw a werewolf with a Chinese menu in his hand, walking through the streets of Soho in the rain. He was looking for the place called Lee Ho Fooks, gonna get a big dish of beef chow mein.
Zevon was a literate and clever lyricist, but he was also a talented musician. As a child, he was a piano prodigy who met Igor Stravinsky. But longtime friend and producer Jackson Brown says heavy drinking and wild antics eventually took their toll.
Warren was always really attracted to a certain kind of, you know, a life led in the extreme, you know, a life on the edge, both in subject matter of his songs and just also in how to live and how to get to the truth.
So much to do.
In 1981, Zevon went public with his addictions, declaring he did not want to die a coward's death. And so he got sober and went on making music that laughed in the face of mortality, songs such as "Life'll Kill Ya" and "My Ride's Here." Last year, he made another announcement. Warren Zevon had been diagnosed with inoperable lung cancer. Shortly after finding out, Zevon appeared on Late Night with David Letterman.
Well, first of all, let me say that I might have made a tactical error in not going to a physician for 20 years.
I see, all right.
It was one of those phobias that really didn't pay off.
Zevon looked slightly shrunken in his pinstriped suit, peering out from his trademark round glasses. He joked about his predicament, then reflected on how he ended up here.
I think that I chose a certain path and lived like Jim Morrison and lived 30 more years. Who knows why?
Yeah.
You make choices and then you have to live with the consequences. There are always consequences.
Shadows are falling and I'm running out of breath. Keep me in your heart for a while.
After learning about his illness, Warren Zevon spent his time saying goodbye to friends and family and writing and recording an album called The Wind. He said the work helped him more than any painkiller. Susan Stone, NPR News, Washington.